Mishnah Beis, the discussion of Muktzah continues, and the Mishnah tells us that Chavilei Kash, bundles of straw, Vachavilei Eitzim, bundles of twigs, Vachavilei Zrodim, and bundles of soft branches, and we're discussing things which are edible for animals. However, all of these things are generally used for firewood, to fuel a fire, that's the regular use. And therefore, as we're going to see, if you don't have explicit intention before Shabbos comes in to use it for a permitted use, then we consider it as if it's set aside for the muktzah use of using to fuel a fire, and therefore you would not be able to move it on Shabbos. However, if you did set them aside before Shabbos for food for animals, so you had that intention before Shabbos came in, then metaltlinaisan, one may move them on Shabbos because they are not considered muktzah, vim lav. But if not, then they're considered set aside for the forbidden use of making a fire, and therefore, under the rule of muktzah, a metaltlinaisan, one is not allowed to move it. Now, there is a debate as to whether one is allowed to move a non-muktzah item for the sake of a muktzah item. And we're going to understand this Mishnah simply that it goes according to the opinion that it is permitted, and therefore, one is allowed to turn a basket upside down in front of chicks, so that they can go up and down on the basket, for example, to get to their nest if it's high up or something. And even though in general animals are considered muktzah, over here you're not moving the animals themselves, you're moving something else for the sake of the animals, and that is permitted. And the truth is, there's another problem over here, because we learned earlier on in the Masechta about the concept of mevatel kli mehechonoi, which is when one causes an item to become muktzah on Shabbos. Now, one way to make an item muktzah is to cause a muktzah item to go onto that item, because a base for a muktzah item also becomes muktzah. So surely this is considered to be bittul kli mehechonoi. You're making the basket a base for the muktzah animal, so surely the basket should become muktzah. The answer is, it's not a problem, since the chicks don't actually rest on this basket properly. They just use it to sort of hoist themselves up, and they hop on it for a moment, but they don't actually rest on there, and therefore the basket will not become muktzah, and so there is no issue of mevatel kli mehechonoi. Right, continues the Mishnah, tanegulis shel borcha, a chicken which runs away and the owner wants to get the chicken to return to its place. So in general, it's forbidden to move muktzah, even if you don't just pick it up, even if you just push muktzah along, that's also forbidden. However, in this case, says the Mishnah, one can push the chicken back until it enters where it lives, as long as he doesn't actually hold onto its wings. The reason why he can't hold onto the wings is because chickens often jump up, and if you're holding onto the wings, then as soon as the chicken jumps, you'll actually be carrying the chicken. So that the Rabbanon did not permit. However, they did permit you to push the chicken in order to avoid a situation in which the chicken would be having pain if it wanders off, if it gets lost. That could lead to harm of the animal, and therefore there is a leniency over here with regards to muktzah. Now the Mishnah continues, Medadin agolim masiyachim, one is allowed to hold on to calves and young horses to make them walk. So whereas the chicken, you can't actually hold on to it, you can only push it because it might jump up and you'll end up carrying it. When it comes to these animals, it's not going to jump up and you're not going to carry it. That's practically impossible. And therefore you can really hold on to them and push them along. Birshus harabim, even in a public domain, some versions of the Mishnah do not include these words. Continues the Mishnah, Ishom Edadu Esbono, a woman is allowed to hold on to a child and make him walk. And this is even though she might come to carry the child, we don't have that concern, since anyway, even if she does carry the child, that's only forbidden Midrabanon. Because Midoraisa, we have a law that Hachai Nusis Atzmai, an alive person really carries himself. So it's not considered to be that she's carrying him. So Midoraisa, even if she does come to carry him, that's not a problem, and therefore she can push him along, and even hold on to him as long as she does not actually carry him, because that is still forbidden Midrabanon. Om Rabbi Yehuda Emosai. Rabbi Yehuda now qualifies the previous statement, and explains that when is that the case that the woman is allowed to do that? That's only bizman shu notel achas umaniach achas. In a time, in a situation where the child is raising one foot and putting down the other. So the child is really walking himself, perhaps with difficulty, but he can still pretty much walk. However, lim hayagoyer, if the child was dragging his feet along because the child is too young to walk, in that case, also it's forbidden for the mother to help the child walk along. Since if she does end up carrying the child, that would actually be forbidden mid oraisa, because the law of Hachai Noses Atzma, that an alive person is as if it's carrying himself, that doesn't apply to such a young child, since he is not able to carry himself. So since she might come to violate the Torah prohibition of carrying him in a public domain, she cannot even help him walk in that manner.